I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. You know, when we're in Louisville at the Mid-America Trucking Show, we are literally in Mercertown, right? We are right now going to bring Mercertown to Dallas. Our friends from Mercer are here, Jason Schaffline. Jason, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Eric. How are you?
I'm really good. This has been a great show, day three, and it's really incredible to see the turnout. We were just talking about that off the air. And with you is Anthony Starks. Anthony, welcome. We appreciate
you
being here.
Thank you for inviting me. Yeah.
We're going to talk about a really good year so far. I mean, things are going well for the industry. Things are going well with Mercer. You guys are expanding a bit. What's going on?
You know, with the way the industry's going with freight volume rates, we're benefiting from all of that.
Right.
You know, freight volume's through the roof. Yeah. It's been a very good year for everybody, and we definitely have benefited from that. We've grown pretty significantly this year.
Yeah.
And the reason we've grown is turnover has dropped significantly.
Right, right.
So it's very easy to make owner-operators some money right now, and it's very easy to keep them leased to Mercer with all that we do, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's gonna turn out to be a good 18. You know, we talked before. I think we talked earlier in the year. You know, these owner-operators, they just need a couple good years of profit. You know, it's always cyclical and up and down cycles.
Right, right.
But it's been hard to put, you know, maybe two or three good years together over the past decade.
Mm.
And right now, I think we're going to be able to do it. So I'm hoping they can stack some money away and really do some good things for themselves and their families.
Sure, you bet. This is a great time to get ahead and, you know, and have that personal growth, you know. This is the time to experience that, take advantage of all of that that's out there. Anthony, tell us your role there at Mercer.
Well, basically, I've been at Mercer for about 11 years now, and I oversee their brokerage department.
Okay.
So Mercer has, of course, own operators that are leased on to us.
Right.
The loads that they can't cover, we actually broker them out to outside carriers.
So okay.
My responsibility is to qualify these carriers, get them set up with us, make sure they fit the haul, and keep them moving. I mean, freight's good right now, so we want to constantly keep them loaded.
So. Right, right. So what kind of demand is there right now on the brokerage side for you guys?
It's a high demand. There's a lot of freight right now. I mean, not just me, even outside of Mercer, there's a lot of freight. But guys tend to want to go with companies that they know and they can respect and everything. They see the drivers that are owner operators that are leased home to us, and they talk to these guys. They see what type of freight they haul and how happy they are to be with us.
Right.
And they just gravitate to it. And so they want to haul our freight as well. So.
Right, right. Yeah. What kind of carriers are you guys on the brokerage side? What kind of operations do you guys rely on? Are these, you know, some of the smaller fleets, or these individuals with one or two trucks, or how does that work?
Yeah, basically the smaller fleets is what we kind of go after, the mom and pop, so to speak.
Yeah.
Anyone less than around five drivers or less or something is primarily what we jump on. Now, we have larger fleets as well, but the ones who really haul the most freight for us are the one man shows, so to speak, with the mom and home making the phone calls and looking for freight on the posting sites. We try to keep them busy.
Jason, that's another incredible opportunity through Mercer's, you know, to be able to, you know, you're still part of that Mercer family, even though you're an independent yourself.
Yeah, you know, we understand that we're not a fit for every owner operator out there.
Right, right.
So what we can do, you know, of course we work really hard to retain our leased owner operators, but Anthony's team works really hard to retain those small fleet owners that help pick up some of that freight that we leave on the table.
Sure.
And it's a lot. There's a lot. We turn back, you know, just as much or more freight than we move. So we need their help, and we're looking for safe carriers to provide that service just like our leased operators do. We provide our fuel discount to them. They can get one of our fuel cards and utilize some of our fuel discounts. And of course, our fast pay.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, I think, the biggest selling point Anthony has is we're known for paying our leased owner operators quicker than anybody in the industry.
Sure.
We pay our you know, our carriers the same way when they broker freight from us, and we don't charge them money to pay them quick.
Right.
That's a big thing. We just pay them like we're supposed to. We do what we say, right?
There you go. Yeah, pay them, get them paid. And that's the idea because, Anthony, this is about, of course, building those partnerships. You know, Jason and I, as he just mentioned, have talked over the years that, you know, in trucking, it's often like, you know, it's almost, it's like a marriage. It's got to be a good fit. So for an owner-operator to be leased on, you know, maybe it isn't that fit, and maybe you want that independence outside of, you know, that. But I'm sure you guys have a number of carriers that work through the broker division that find, well, you know, this is a great, steady relationship for me, and I still get to maintain that independence, you know, on my own, right?
Exactly. And I think a lot of guys, they still want to do that. And so when they can find a place like Mercer where they can kind of have their cake and eat it too, you know, it goes a long way in this industry. As Jason alluded to, the good thing about Mercer is that we have our own operators, but we treat our carriers pretty much the same as we do with our own operators, giving them the same type of benefits, the fast pay, and, you know, you have your own coordinators and everything. It's no force dispatch, things of that nature. And when you get these guys paid, same day they deliver. So, I mean, you know, once you deliver, you scan in your paperwork to us, we can get you paid in a couple of hours. Yeah. So that goes a long way in this industry. So.
Yeah, I love it because this has really been the approach from the beginning at Mercer's. You know, let's create this family, this great relationship, which has its own synergy. You know, that's the idea, is that if everybody's working for that same benefit, you know, it's got to be because the lifestyle isn't easy. You know, you guys have had that open door policy, very approachable as a company, as everybody in the industry knows. That creates a scenario where everybody's able to focus on the work. I mean, because let's face it, if you're hauling flatbed, you're working for a living.
You're working hard.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So if they want to learn more about opportunities out there at whether they're an owner-operator interested maybe in leasing on, you know, or the broker division, where do they go, Jason?
They can visit mercertown.com, especially if they're interested in leasing on with us. I know we've talked a lot about Anthony's team, but let's not forget that we still are looking for owner-operators that they lease to us.
You bet. Sorry, I get caught up sometimes there, so my apologies. Yeah.
So we still need those. We still need those guys and gals to come lease on and. So they can visit mercertown.com, call us at 800-433-0904. Anthony, you also have your website as well, right?
Yes, it's mercerbrokerage.com. So they can go into there and they can actually see loads that are available and everything and see basically everything we do. So it breaks it down for them. So.
And either approach, again, you've got the leverage of a very strong operation there at Mercer. I mean, this is a good time if you're, you know, to be an owner-operator. It really is.
Yep.
So take advantage of that and, again, build on that and have some of that your own expansion there for your own operation, whether you're going to be an owner-operator that leases on. And we want to remind people, y'all are still looking for owner-operators to lease on.
That's right. We sure are.
But, you know, this is – and I've talked to drivers over the years, and, you know, that question always comes up at truck shows. Is it a good time to be an owner-operator? You know, because that's the back and forth, you know, the decisions they have to make. And those are very personal decisions very often. You know, should I be a company driver? Should I be an owner-operator? Well, so many owner-operators out there can benefit from those great relationships, and you guys got them covered on both sides here. So kudos. Great to see you guys. Anthony, thank you for being here and sharing that information. And thank you, Jason, as always. You guys at Mercer Town are doing it right. Go to the website and learn more. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Eric. You rock, man. Thanks.